Dear Facilitator, last week we began looking at the key events and characters in the Old Testament. We began with the creation story, and today we do the next three. Number two, the fall, Adam and Eve. Our Bible reading is Genesis 3. This is one of the most important chapters in the Bible because it describes the reason why it was necessary for Jesus to come. Make sure you deal with the following: the devious, totally evil nature of Satan and how he works to try to bring down God's kingdom and his people. You could spend some time with your group discussing how this happens in their lives and the lives of their church congregation. Genesis 3:15 is a very important verse in that it is the first prophecy in the Bible that Jesus would die for our sins. In other words, it is the first announcement of the gospel. It also confirms that Satan will be destroyed. Discuss how Adam and Eve reacted when God confronted them. And finally, God punished Adam and Eve for their disobedience. Number three, the flood, Noah, Genesis 6-8. Genesis 6:5 and 11-13 tell us that God was very angry at the way the world had become, wicked, evil, and corrupt. As a result, he decided to, quote, make an end to all flesh, except for Noah and his family. Noah, we are told, was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Please be sure to keep to what the Bible says happened and not to some of the stories we hear about the flood. For example, Noah did take a male and female animal of each unclean kind, but we forget that in Genesis 7, 2 and 3, we read that he also took seven pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and seven pairs of the birds of the heavens also, male and female. There were many clean animals to allow for sacrifices and food while Noah and his family were on the ark. Discuss Noah's faithfulness and obedience. It took him many years to build the ark. He built it exactly how God had instructed him to do it. The ESV Study Bible says that the ark would have been around 140 meters long, 23 meters wide, and 14 meters high. God's anger at the world's sin and the punishment that resulted should also be discussed. Using the text, calculate how long they were aboard the ark. Number four, the Abrahamic covenant, Abraham, Genesis 12:1-4. The story of Abraham comprises a number of events, all of which are important, and you should briefly mention them, namely, the call of Abram, later called Abraham, Abram and Sarai, later called Sarah, Abram and Lot separate, Abram rescues Lot, Abram blessed by Melchizedek, God's covenant with Abram, Sarai and Hagar, Isaac's birth promised, Abraham intercedes for Sodom, Abraham and Abimelech, and the sacrifice of Isaac. The thread that runs through these stories is found in Genesis 12:1-4. Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Explain to your students that a covenant is literally a contract. In the Bible, it is an agreement between God and his people in which God makes promises to his people and usually requires certain conduct from them in return. In the Old Testament, God made covenants with Noah, Abraham, and Moses. In Exodus 12, 2 and 3, we see seven parts of the Abrahamic covenant: the promise of a great nation through Abraham, personal blessing on him, the name of Abraham shall be great, Abraham is to be a blessing to others, blessing will rest on those blessing him, a curse will rest on those who curse him. All nations of the earth will be blessed through him. Your students need to see that Israel became a great nation, that God blessed Abraham and made his name great, that those who have befriended Israel have been blessed, and those who have persecuted Israel have been cursed, and that through Abraham, all the families of the earth have been blessed in the redemption provided in Christ.